Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kip Howlett, the president of the Decorative Hardwood Association. Kip, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kip. How are you?
I'm good. You have a news story today. I thought I'd just go straight to the source and get some details. We're running a story today that the anti-dumping rates for Chinese engineered wood flooring have gone up. Tell us a little bit about that.
We have an order, anti-dumping countervailing duties against Chinese engineered wood flooring, and it was renewed a couple of years ago by the ITC for an additional 5 years. The Commerce Department, under U.S. trade law, is required to do an annual review and an update of both the anti-dumping rates as well as the countervailing duty rates. Commerce Department has completed that review. They have increased the anti-dumping duties countrywide, and that covers 46 companies, to 85%, and there's a separate duty rate of 42.57% on 59 specific companies. Other companies were identified as no longer exporting into the U.S., and those, basically, because they're not exporting, have zero, but if they do resume, then they would be covered by these new rates. So it's a substantial increase. Now, anti-dumping covers basically underselling product into the U.S. market. The countervailing duty rates are set on average about 3.1%. And those are additive. So 85 and 3, you're up almost 90%. 42 and 3, you're up at 45%. And those cover the Chinese government's subsidy programs to help their exporting companies. The thing that's important about this is it's also additive. The president, because of the trade negotiations ongoing with China, there's a 25% duty on engineered wood flooring, so it's additive to that.
Yeah.
So now you're up over 100%, or you're up to 65%. And this is probably the most important aspect of this, is this reevaluation commenced in December of 2017. So these rates are retroactive. Product that came in to the country 2017-18, and obviously we're more than halfway through 2019, you have 2.5 years of these Chinese imports. They're now subject to these rates, and they're cash deposits that are due to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. So it's going to catch the importers of record with a substantial financial responsibility to the U.S. government.
So you say they went up. What were they before? 85.1 is one rate, 42.5 is another rate. What were they before?
They were less than 5% combined.
Oh, okay. That's a huge difference.
It's a huge difference.
All right. And then the 25% tariff that we've all talked about, you know, this tranche 3.
Right.
It's over double. I mean, it would seem that it would make these products no longer viable for this market, wouldn't you think?
Well, it levels the playing field. I mean, duties are not tariffs.
Yeah.
I think it's important for your listeners in the industry to understand that. A duty basically is a fine. Mm-hmm. It's a determination by the U.S. government that the exporting country is violating U.S. trade law, and a fine or a duty is imposed on that to basically compensate for the subsidies or the dumping. So while the 25% tariff could be lifted by the Trump under 301, if a negotiation is successful with the Chinese, these duties stay in place until the next annual reevaluation by the Commerce Department.
And you said it's a five-year re-up. It was 2 years ago, so we know we're going to have this for at least another 3 years, right?
Exactly, another 3 years, and then it's required to go back before the International Trade Commission to make a determination whether or not the U.S. industry could be threatened or harmed, or in fact it is. So, and that this last review, they determined that was the case, and they extended the authority to Commerce for another 5 years.
So if you're an importer, I would think that you would make the conclusion that you can't buy products from China anymore. They're no longer competitive. Isn't that what some people would be thinking?
Well, I would think so, and that's the whole purpose of the law, is that basically they've been dumping.
Yeah.
So this levels the playing field. So, you know, American law and determinations are now doing precisely what they're supposed to do, and American manufacturers that have been basically on the short end of this Chinese dumping for a lot of years are now basically able to play on a level playing field. So the law is working the way it's supposed to.
I know you're focused on the hardwood business. You probably don't know this, but the same thing's going on right now with ceramic tile in the early stages. Of, it's both anti-dumping and countervailing duties in that category as well.
Right, and I've got flooring members that are in that segment of the the flooring sector as well.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Kind of keep track of all the flooring products as well as the panel and the decorative products as well.
All right, well, I appreciate that update. Let me ask you, the last time you and I talked, we were talking about some of this transshipping where companies are making the product in China and they're swinging by over into Vietnam and then bypassing this thing. I guess that's still going on, right?
Yeah, it is, and Customs and Border Protection are investigating several companies for transshipment, which is illegal.
Yeah,
and so we'll see how all that proceeds. Customs and Border Protection are very vigilant in trying to enforce our laws, and in this case, a lot of people don't realize it, but the second largest source of funds to the U.S. Treasury is Customs and Border Protection.
Mm-hmm.
The largest is the Internal Revenue Service. So this is a big deal.
Interesting. All right. I guess as a side note, you heard about the aluminum guy that was bringing aluminum into Mexico, and now he's going to serve the rest of his life in jail. Did you hear about that?
Yes, I have. Transshipment, any kind of avoidance of these legal U.S. orders, carry very serious criminal penalties, in both in terms of fines, but also can result in time in jail.
Yeah.
I mean, it's serious stuff.
Yeah. Okay, one last thing real quick. You had a meeting in Santa Rosa. You were talking about, I guess you had some designers, and you had a discussion of real versus artificial. Tell us real quick about that, if you would.
Well, I think that one of the things that we're looking at is how do we basically position and how do we make the natural wood products that our sector and makes, and without going negative and bashing the other product, because, frankly, all these guys are also making laminates and these artificial materials. So, to me, the biggest advantage of natural wood, it is beautiful, and there's documented health evidence that people are healthier around natural wood. And the second thing is this whole issue around climate change.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're a believer or not, or you think man contributes or not, we know that the forest is probably the canary in the mine, and the forest is changing, and it's changing as a result of changes in climate.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what the causes are, it's changing.
Yeah.
One of the things that is probably one of the best, if not the best, absorber of carbon out of the atmosphere are trees.
That's right.
You know, this is on climate change, we're part of the solution, and I think we need to emphasize that from an environmental perspective and from your own personal health, as well as just, it's pretty, it's beautiful, you like it, you feel good, you want to touch it. And that we just need to emphasize the positives. We're going to start on that in a much more significant way here in the near future.
Okay, great. Kip, it's great to catch up with you. Thanks for an update. Again, been talking to Kip Howlett, the president of the Decorative Hardwoods Association, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FloridaDaily.net.